This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. 877-217-5757 is your number. And our email is talk@talklouisiana.org. And we are pleased to start our show today with a gentleman who's well-known in evangelistic circles, a gentleman that I'm sure many of you have heard about. Some of you have probably heard him speak, but we have him to discuss a few things, including prosperity theology. Andrew Farley, an author of a couple of best-selling books, The Naked Gospel and God Without Religion. He serves as Associate Professor of Applied Linguistics at Texas Tech University. And good morning to you, Andrew.
Hey, great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, Andrew has served as president of Andrew Farley Ministries, nonprofit book and media ministry based in Lubbock, where Texas Tech is, of course. And he is taking aim right now at a famous televangelist, Kenneth Copeland, who recently went viral after defending his fleet of private jets as a biblical thing. What do you think about the so-called prosperity theology and many ministers and others of faith who believe that God is good and if you have his blessings, then you should live your life as you please, and that might include jets and big homes and cars and jewelry and all kinds of things that rich people have that the rest of us don't?
Well, there's a pretty pervasive movement throughout the United States and now beyond. It really grew out of a word of faith movement where the teaching is you've got guaranteed health and guaranteed wealth if you have enough faith, and you know God is a divine slot machine up in the sky, and you just pour in your tithe and pull down the handle of faith and out come the blessings. And this has been going on for decades now, and it's all over the place. You look at the Bible, and the Bible seems to want to have nothing to do with it. I mean, you know, Paul talks about how they're of depraved mind, people who are looking to godliness as a means of financial gain. The Apostle Paul says that's depraved, and those people have depraved mind.
What do you make of these ministers, some of whom are well-known, who have big followings, who profess that it's okay to live a lavish lifestyle and be a man or a woman of the cloth?
Well, you know, the Bible actually doesn't mandate a vow of poverty or anything like that, but I think the problem is the extortion that we're seeing. You know, when pastors say, hey, if you give to this church, then God's going to give back to you threefold or tenfold, or you're going to be guaranteed wealth. What really happens is only that pastor gets wealthy. And so it's a form of extortion. I mean, it's obviously dishonest and manipulative, and you know, everything from there are churches using a 3-month tithing challenge where they say you get a money back guarantee on your tithe if you haven't been blessed financially in the first 3 months, then they're going to give you your money back. But of course, who wants to be the guy that has to go to the leadership and say this didn't work for me? And I've even been places where I've seen, you know, somebody says, well, stand up if you have your gold envelope this morning, if you gave a huge tithe, and then come forward for your healing. So people are basically buying their healing, or at least they think they are. And so, you know, the reality is you look at the New Testament, and God is saying the real motivation for giving, give freely from the heart, not under pressure. God loves a cheerful giver. Well, these guys are not promoting cheerful giving. I mean, they're creating an atmosphere of pressure and extorting people's money, and that's not what the grace of God is all about.
Dr. Andrew Farley is with us. He received his doctorate from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. He teaches linguistics as an associate professor at Texas Tech. He also writes for the Huffington Post. These are things that probably most ministers do not do, but he is an avid spokesman, as you can hear, against the so-called prosperity theology, which has been embraced not only most recently by Kenneth Copeland, but by many other ministers. And do you think that their flock should abandon them as a result of this?
Oh, absolutely. I tell people all the time, hey, if you've got red flags of concern about some pastor, you know, promising you guaranteed health or wealth, I would run for the hills, find a good place, you know, where they're teaching the truth of the gospel. I mean, just as one example right there in Baton Rouge, you know, you've got all kinds of crazy stuff going on in your town with false teaching and people that are misleading others. But there's a fellowship called Grace Life Fellowship there that has sound teaching. And Grace Life Fellowship is one example of where you get to crack open the Bible and see what it actually says and judge for yourself. And there's no manipulation. And, you know, there are healthy places to worship. That's what I'm trying to say. But it's too bad that these sort of, you know, shenanigans are going on in the body of Christ, and Jesus gets a bad name because of that. A 5-minute perusal in the New Testament, you figure out that the Galatians had to take care of Paul when he was sick. He also had a thorn in the flesh. He asked God to take it from him 3 times. God said, my grace is sufficient for you. So guaranteed health is a pipe dream. It's a fantasy. I mean, Timothy had frequent stomach ailments. Paul didn't tell him to have more faith or pay more money. He said, take some red wine for your stomach ailments. And this idea that Jesus was rich or the apostles were rich, it's just nonsense. I mean, the New Testament says that the Son of Man, Jesus, had no place to lay his head. So people that are teaching guaranteed health or wealth today are literally just making it up out of thin air, and it's sad that people, I mean, we really need to probe deeper and get better Bible teaching.
Well, Pastor Farley, you say there's some false teaching going on in Baton Rouge. I don't mind if you name names. Do you have some people in mind?
Well, yeah, I don't typically run around naming names, but basically a lot of the folks who are on TBN, there's a lot of televangelist type folks out there, including Kenneth Copeland that we're talking about. You know, he really started a movement decades ago where, you know, people are following in his footsteps and being discipled by him. And, you know, I have a family member who literally watched a rehearsal of one of these guys, a rehearsal of a healing ceremony, and they were telling the guy, oh, you over there in the wheelchair, you come up this ramp and I'll heal you first, and then, hey, you over there, you come up and I'll give you sight. And, you know, they actually, my wife's grandfather walked into a rehearsal accidentally and witnessed the whole thing being prepared in advance, and it was all fake. And I'm not saying that God can't or doesn't do miracles. I believe he does. But the point is, there's a lot of people trying to show off and have bells and whistles and signs and wonders when the cameras are rolling, and they're doing it for money. That's the bottom line. And, you know, it's sad. It's sick.
We're visiting with Andrew Farley. He's written best-selling books, The Naked Gospel and God Without Religion, and his latest is Twisted Scripture, Untangling 45 Lies That Christians Have Been Told. 877-217-5757. Let's go to Dan downtown. Dan, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Oh, this is David in Atlanta.
Okay, David, you're next. Let's try Dan, who was a little bit ahead of you. Dan, you're on with Reverend Farley. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Reverend, is this prosperity theology a rerun of the selling of indulgences in the Roman Catholic Church, which led to the Protestant Reformation?
Yes, what a beautiful insight there. I think you've nailed it. I mean, they were trying to sell forgiveness, and now they're trying to sell physical healing and sell some sort of a guaranteed promise of future wealth. And absolutely, it's a good parallel to draw. And you know, you just have to go back and say, what's the truth here? Well, we never should have been selling forgiveness. I mean, forgiveness was bought in the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the whole reason he hung on a cross with blood all over him, was to die for our sins. And there's no amount of forgiveness that you can purchase with cash when you pay a church. So You know, that's a false teaching from long ago that was so pervasive. And then today we're just seeing another flavor of the same. So, you know, that's why, again, I say you got to have a litmus test here. Jesus said the truth will set you free. And if people are bound up following a cultish leader, trying to score big but never seeming to score, then that truth is no truth at all. It's not setting them free. So they're bound up, and maybe they don't even realize it. So that's why you got to seek out, you know, a Christ-centered place to worship and not be tricked by these shysters.
The latest work from Reverend Andrew Farley, and as you can hear, he's quite articulate and host of his own radio program, but his latest book is Twisted Scripture, Untangling 45 Lies Christians Have Been Told. Came out last month. We'll talk with him about this and more, and we'll return with more Talk Louisiana after this 90-second pause. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is producing, and later in the hour, we'll hear from Pam Bordelon of The Advocate on the social scene in our community, and Reggie Brown, 18 years constable of Baton Rouge. 877-217-5757. For Andrew Farley, who is one of the top evangelists, a young up-and-comer in this world. He also teaches at Texas Tech. He's a man who is well-educated with a Ph.D. from Illinois. But his latest work, another bestseller, is Twisted Scripture, Untangling 45 Lies That Christians Have Been Told. We'll return to the phones in just a moment. But we don't have time to go through all 45 lies, but what are some of the most prominent, Andrew?
Well, I mean, there's so many out there. First, the idea that you got to be dunked in water to be made right with God. You know, a water baptism is an awesome celebration, but the idea that, you know, you spending 10 seconds in a swimming pool is going to make you right with God, we got to be careful about that. I mean, it's actually what Jesus did through the cross and the resurrection that make us right. And, you know, the Lord's Supper is a celebration of that, and water baptism is a celebration of that. But sometimes we humans are quick to get things backwards, and we start looking to the celebration as the actual way to get right and stay right with God. We need to be careful. I mean, the Bible says, fix your eyes on Jesus, on what he did. That was 2,000 years ago. So we can count ourselves right with God because of the cross and resurrection, not because of what we're doing today for God. So that's just one example of many, you know, how we get things upside down, get self-focused, trying to earn something with God. Just like the prosperity gospel is telling you, you got to pay God off like he's a mafia lord or something in order to stay good with him, and he'll protect you. You protect your neighborhood. I mean, you know, the picture we're painting of God can be a pretty cruel one if we're not careful. So in this book, Twisted Scripture, I'm untangling 45 different lies that Christians can get tripped up by and then highlighting the truth that sets us free.
Well, Jesus was a man of moderation, certainly didn't have big planes and homes and jewels, and he was a man who was in shape. I don't think there's any doubt that he was in great physical condition. And a lot of these ministers that I'm looking today, they need to shape up if the body's the temple of the Lord, Andrew.
Yeah, well, here's the interesting thing. You know, we see a lot of pastors and preachers talking down to others because they smoke a cigarette or because they drink a glass of wine or whatever, and then that same pastor's rolling through the McDonald's drive-thru five times a week and, you know, 100 pounds overweight and struggling. So it's a bit hypocritical, but yeah, you know, we here in religion, you know, it seems like religiosity can dominate, and we just pick a random standard to hold over top of people and make them feel guilty. But, you know, back to this health wealth thing. I mean, you know, Paul says in Philippians 4, he knew what it was like to go hungry. He knew what it was like to be filled. and he knew what it was like to suffer need. And then he says, I could do all things through Christ. So a lot of Christians will quote, I could do all things through Christ. And maybe we're telling little kids, hey, if you want to be president, you could be president. You could do all things through Christ. Hey, if you want to be an astronaut, you could be an astronaut because you could do all things through Christ. But the true context of this is that the Apostle Paul is saying sometimes he went hungry and sometimes he suffered need. And, you know, the prosperity preaching of today won't recognize that. They'll just gloss over that reality that the apostles were dragged from their homes in some cases, tortured, killed, went hungry, suffered loss. And we're not promised smooth and easy circumstances in this fallen world. Jesus is supposed to be our comforter for a reason, and that's because we'll have trouble. I mean, he's our counselor for a reason, and that's because we'll have trouble. So anybody that's teaching a trouble-free experience through paying God off, well, you know, they're way off base. They're not really teaching the God of the Bible.
David in Atlanta. David, you're on the air with Andrew Farley, author of Twisted Scripture. Hi, David.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. What does the Bible say about someone taking credit for something they had little or nothing to do with? For example, Trump and the Republican Party is taking credit for an economy. I think that's growing because of the minimum wage increases and also the sound banking system in this country. And it was Dodd-Frank that the Democrats passed that gave us the sound banking system. Without that, we wouldn't have the prosperity in this economy we're having right now.
All right. Well, Andrew Farley, if we're looking to find God in politics, we're probably going to have to search for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't get into the muck and mire of American politics. My specialty is looking at the gospel, which is, you know, 2,000 years old, and our country is 200 years old. And I would say that too many Christians are looking to Washington, D.C. as the answer. You're never going to be satisfied. Every 4 to 8 years, that system is going to change. Somebody new is going to come into office. Half the country is going to be upset. The other half is going to be shouting for joy. And then it's going to switch. And, you know, we talk about how we're a Christian nation and all of that, but be careful looking to Washington, D.C. for hope. I mean, my take is our hope is found in Jesus Christ. You cannot legislate love. We can change the words that people use. We can change the laws that govern our nation, but it is Christ inside the hearts of people that actually motivates and inspires real love from the core, and that's what promotes unity. We are never going to legislate love out of Washington, D.C.
Henry at the Country Club of Louisiana. Henry, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Jim. Good morning, Reverend, I guess it should be Reverend Andrew or Mr. Andrew, whatever. Anyway, we've all missed out on the elephant in the room, so I'm going to talk a little bit and ask about my neighbor over here across the street from the country club. Brother Jimmy Swaggart has this compound across there, and just last week my radio crept over to 88.5, and Donnie Swaggart, his son, apparently the ministry goes down from generation to generation, his son was talking about being in the Krispy Kreme line and how the woman knew exactly what he wanted, and equating that to God knowing us so well that he knows what we want, and if we give our money to Brother Swaggart, God will bless us. And I was wondering if you could comment on Brother Swaggart.
Well, I would say that Brother Swaggart or any other brother, myself included, should crack open the Bible to 1 Timothy 6, and here's what it says. It says, we have brought nothing into the world, so we can take nothing out of it. If we have food and covering, we can be content with these. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge men into ruin and destruction. So Paul is talking about the secret of contentment, and it's not getting more stuff. The secret of contentment is knowing Jesus Christ in any circumstance. That should be the focus of any ministry. You know, you talk about Brother Swaggart, That's an example of maybe somebody out there who's focused on the wrong thing. Then in the same town, right there in Baton Rouge, you've got Grace Life Fellowship with Tim Chalice and Frank Friedman, and they're pointing people to Jesus. So some people are pointing others to get their wallet filled with cash, and then others are saying, hey, it's not about wealth or health, it's about Jesus Christ and knowing him, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter how hard life gets. So there's healthy examples of good teaching, and then there's examples of people just off the rails, plunging other people into ruin and destruction, Paul
All right.
says.
We're very short on time, but a listener asked, do you believe in tithing?
So, you know, the New Testament does not teach a mandated 10% tithe. It's just not there. It says give freely from the heart, not under pressure. And it's not about hitting a number. So there's not a single New Testament instruction to give 10%.
All right, we've got to roll, but thank you, Andrew Farley, and congratulations on another compelling book, Twisted Scripture, Untangling 45 Lies Christians Have Been Told. We're back after the news.